Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Intersight Frolics live from New York. Some bad news. You notice I got on my dark suit. Yeah, what happened, Cody? Well, you better sit down, cause this is really bad. What happened? See, JoJo Jackson got arrested. JoJo Jackson, what'd he do? Well, he went out. He went outside without his underwear on. Without his underwear? What's that got to do with getting arrested? He got arrested for indecent exposure. Why is that? Because he didn't have his underwear on? Yeah, but not only that, he didn't have his pants on either. Oh, no! And they locked him up. Yeah, you should have heard the clink when they locked him up. It went clink. Will you cut that out? Stop that, Grady. You sound like a dummy. So what happened? Well, and they accused him of being a pervertum, a peeping Tom, looking in the window with those bug eyes. Bug eyes. So did he get a lawyer? Yeah, he had Sonny Cochran was the lawyer. The only thing is, Sonny got locked in the pool room. He forgot it was 1 o'clock in the morning. He fell asleep, and he got locked in there, and he couldn't get to the courtroom. So the judge said to JoJo Jackson, he says, "Mr. Jackson, do you realize that you've been accused of being a peeping Tom? You plead guilty or not guilty?" What did JoJo say? JoJo said, "Well, Your Honor, I'm innocent. My name's not Tom. It's JoJo Jackson." Oh, shut up. and then Sonny came in. He was late for the court. Yeah, so what happened then? Well, the judge didn't like that, see, and he said, and Sonny said, I'm Mr. Jackson's lawyer, and my client is innocent because his name is not Tom, it's George. And the judge said, "Are you the real lawyer?" Oh yes, Your Honor, I have a license directly from the barber shop. What? Sit down. The barber shop.
I thought you were going to
say
that.
And then the district attorney got up and he said, "Your Honor, what's going on here? Is this man going to get a haircut or a hearing?" Oh no. What happened to JoJo? Well, they found out that the way he got off, see, he got away with it because they found out that he didn't have his glasses on when he was looking in the window, and Sonny said, "My client is innocent because he can't see without his glasses. He blind." And then And then Sonny brought in his dog. He said, here's his seeing eye dog right here, Your Honor. And the judge said, get out of here. And he threw him out. He brought in an old beat up dog. Woo! Oh, no. Anyway, all right. Insight, frolic.
Crazy time.
Around the world. Woo! Jimmy Dinigan's coming up. We'll tell you, this is really funny. Tell you the time when Jimmy Dinigan came to school with his pants on backwards. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
He had his pants on backwards. Yeah, we'll tell you about that coming up. Louis should be here. We can get Louis in here, and let's see what else we got. We got a little bit of the Honeymooners, and we'll do some Lauren Hardy and just goof up. Oh, did you hear about, we have the exclusive story on this. Now, you won't hear this anywhere else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Only on Insight. We have the exclusive story of Gabriel when he went to a party. Yeah, that's coming up. Gabriel and the Party. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about that. Yeah. Right. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Tequila Rescue. Little Bear. Inner Sight, and I dare say, without detail, because we got to wait before we get into it, but I dare say that the Akita may help make history in the very near future. For every disabled person. All right. Inner Sight. Now, Joanne Diamond is the Akita lady. Tom's River, New Jersey. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Yeah. Greatest dog on the planet. And let's see. Inner Sight. And email. Big East Akita Rescue. @verizon.net. Let me give that again. Big East Akita Rescue @verizon.net is the email for the Akita. 609-388-7004. We thank them for all their help, caring, and goodness and beauty.
Yes.
All right. Inner Sight. The frolic around the world, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and all who, the beautiful, beautiful youngsters who lost their lives in Texas. And my brother told me something today, which really, to me, is stupid. He said that somebody, I don't know if it's a lawmaker or somebody, wants to send the veterans into the schools to protect the children. You know,
veterans.
Veterans, yeah, yeah. Now I don't think that makes much sense, you know, because a lot of those guys, I mean, they served, yeah, and they were good guys and everything, but a lot of them are not really right in the mind, you know.
Oh no, they're not.
You got to be careful with that.
Yep.
Our idea is still the best. The dog at the door, trained dog, metal detector inside the door, you know, an officer with the dog at the door, and clear people before they get in, and then you have the metal detector to back you up. That's the Inner Sight idea. All right, Inner Sight, beautiful children, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and we thank you for that. Hey, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy Realty, and if you hear some voices in the background, we've got to tell people Suzanne is engineering the show from her hospital bed. So how do you like that for dedication?
Thank you.
That's what you call true dedication. That ought to make a news story.
Thank you.
That's it. Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. And, yeah, all the beautiful children of the world. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. And we thank him for his support. I want to thank Silo. I received their donation today of $700. And I have a meeting with the executive director next Friday to sit down and, okay. and talk about how we're going to proceed in the news conference to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing and many, many other things. And I'm hoping that he's going to reach out to other centers and ask mm-hmm. them if they'd like to donate to Inner Sight because we want to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. I was talking to a friend today who's disabled, and she went to a meeting in New York City, and the city, now this mayor is supposed to be for the minorities. I don't know why he's allowing it to happen. The city is trying to cut back on the home health aids for people.
That's crazy.
You know what that means.
Less money, less home health aids.
Going to drive them into the nursing home.
We started.
So here we come along. We come along, and it's very very at appropriate a very appropriate time, and say turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, and free up all that money. You see, there's the money again. See? If they were to free up all that money that's being spent on these nursing homes, they'd have plenty of money for home health aides.
Well, I have something I didn't get a chance to tell you.
This is supposed to be the funnies. I don't want to get too dramatic here. Is it funny?
No, it isn't dramatic. It's stupid.
Stupid, yeah.
Stupid, I like
that. Politicians
right?
are stupid. Come on, let's be
well,
real. Be realistic.
What they
They're
did,
a bunch of stupid
morons. Social Security now wants to take more money from my check. Now, this is not based on,
what do you
not based on the caller, right? So this woman called to read the letter from the Social Security office, and then she said, no, you're not understanding. That's what you should have been putting in your trust, and then I said, and then I have to pay it on bills and nothing else. That's not fair. Then I get it. Something
All right, this is an item you should bring up Monday night. This is a mad.
Yeah, it's a mad.
Yeah,
but guess what? It's also I spoke with her, and she said to me, don't mind us. Guess what? You're going to be on the waiver program. This should waive all that you owe.
Yeah, you don't know if you're going to be on anything yet.
Exactly. They haven't called me. They haven't told me. Tomorrow I feel like making a call, but it's only Saturday tomorrow. So I might do it.
All right, we got to stick with our follies here.
That's
we'll
it.
Talk about
yeah.
this Monday night.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, Inner Sight frolics, and let's see, where am I? Oh, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. Call my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. So check them out. Get the dog food, get the cat food, get medical when they're able to do it on Inner Sight. Remember that Inner Sight gave you that number, 631-484-3085. Yeah, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their donation.
Yeah.
And Silo, as I mentioned a minute ago,
631-880-7929,
880-7929 on the Silo. Need any info on legislation or meetings coming up or advocacy, give them a call. And I want to thank Jill over there, who's the communications director for corresponding with Inner Sight and
mm-hmm.
being a new friend. Hey, can you hook the Able News or not?
Yeah, hold on. I could just still do that, but I couldn't do the anthem. It wasn't attached to the file correctly. Okay, I'll do this one.
If you can hook up the Able News, our friend Angela Melanie, Able News, mm-hmm. Inner Sight, live.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much. And give me some Honeymooner music over there, Robbie boy there. You can hook it. Click it. Hit it. Honeymoon. Inner Sight. It's me. Coming out of the manhole like that. Trying to give me a heart attack or something? What'd you expect to come out of the manhole? Down there in the sewer there, Ralph, working. Yeah. Now, listen, there's a reason why I asked you to meet me for lunch here. Oh, by the way, excuse me a minute. Hey, Charlie, send up my lunch, will you? That's my sandwich. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you keep your sandwich down in the sewer and now you're going to eat it? Well, yeah, of course I'm going to eat it. I got to eat, don't I? Just move away from me, would you? Just stand over there, would you? Gee, what a grouch. Yeah, so listen. Now, as you know, the big contest down at the lodge is Friday night. And I know how to win the first prize. So do I. Mm-hmm. Have the best costume. Yeah. Hey, Flaherty, throw that box up, will you? Boom. In here, Ralph, it's the greatest costume ever made. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? We'll see about that. Now, listen. I know how to win the prize, and all I need is $10. Well, what do you want me to do? I want you to loan me $10. $10? I haven't got $10. Lucky I got 10 cents. All right. For $5, I can go as Billy the Kid. Give me $5. I haven't got any money, Ralph. Why don't you get it? Get it like you always do from Alice. I can't get it from Alice. Why not? Because she's standing too close to the stove with the pots and pans every time I ask her. I don't want to get hit by any of that stuff. Riff raff. Oh, shut up. Well, all right. In here is the greatest costume that ever was made, Ralph. Yeah, what's that? Well, I got the costume of the man who built and constructed the sewers of Paris. Oh, shut up. Hello,
what the hell's that?
You are a mental case.
Yeah,
I'll get the $10, and I'm going to beat you with your little French cheesecloth. All right, Alice. I don't want no beating around the bush, no argument, no yelling, no screaming. Here's my request. I want $10.
You can't have it, Ralph.
What do you mean I can't have it? Give me $10. I got to make my costume.
No, I won't give you a dime.
You mean, Alice? Come on. I got to go down to the lodge and win the... I'm going to win first prize. $50. I'll give you the 10 back.
Ralph, it's another harebrained scheme of yours. Every time I turn around, you got a harebrained scheme going on, and you're wasting our money. Grr.
All right. All right. I won't get it from you. I'll do it without it. I'll make my costume with everything I got around here. Give me that pot. Oh, yeah, it's good. It fits on my head. Look at that.
You look like a real idiot.
Oh, yeah? That's because I'm not finished yet, Mrs. Weisenheimer. I'll have to take those knobs off the stove.
What? How am I going to cook on the stove without knobs?
Don't worry. I'll put them back on when I'm finished. Yeah. Well, get ready. I'm coming out. I got my costume on. Here I come. What do you think?
I think you're a maniac. It's falling apart already.
Get back in here. It's only me, Ralph. Oh, Ralph. It's you. For a minute, I thought we were being invaded by Sherman tanks. Sherman tank? This is my costume. I'm the man from space. What do you think? Well, if space looks like that, I'll stay down here. Oh, shut up. I'm going to win the first prize. Well, and you and your cheesecloth guy there who built the sewers of Paris gonna look like nothing. If you don't mind, Ralph, don't talk about that Brière Lebrowski because I'm very disappointed in him. Oh, yeah? What happened? Well, he didn't build the sewers of Paris. He condemned them. too bad. I'll win the prize. Are you ready? You ready to pick the winner? Ralph, stop bothering us. Leave us alone. Well, everybody's got the same costume as last year. Did you see Freddy's got his old lady's dress on, Tubboat Annie. Yeah, we saw him. Did you... Flaherty's got the sheet playing the ghost. Did you get a good look at my costume? All right, Ralph, we saw you. All right, bring them in. We're going to pick the winner. Pick the winner. Come on. And the $50 goes to the man from space. It's me, Norton. Man from space. He works in the sewer. What a beautiful costume. We especially like the boots. Yeah, yep. They're nice and light, good for summer wear in the sewer. Oh, shut up. All right, so Norton won the... He won the $50. Can you tell if there's anybody on the line?
Yes, hold on.
Maybe Louie's hanging around on the line there. You know, let me see. I'm going to get a time check here. We're going to tell you about Gabriel with the party coming up. Jimmy Dinigan and his pants on backwards in school. Inner Sight Frolic 5, New York. And it was a regular day in school, and Jimmy was late as usual, of course. So we're all sitting there, and Jimmy comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, sorry, Miss Moore, sorry I'm late, but I had trouble with my pants. Jimmy, what do you mean? Sit down. Miss Moore. Is it all right if I stand up in class today? No, you can't stand. Sit down. So he turns around, and his pants are open in the back.
How do you do that?
And Miss Moss says, Jimmy, close your pants. Your tuchus is sticking out. I'm like, what? I don't know, tuchus. I got pants. You took us, and Janie starts laughing. Everybody wants to see it. You know, they can't see it. They're all blind, you know.
Right.
So they want to touch it. And Miss Moss thought, no, everybody sit down. You can't stay away from Jimmy. And he's got the pants on backwards.
But they're your pants. And why aren't you seeing what... See what happened, my the zipper broke. The zipper broke and I forgot to put my underwear on. Yeah, and I put the pants on backwards because I don't want to put it on the front. You don't want it on the front. Oh, shut up! Sit down. Why you can't sit down? Sit down.
And his ass is sticking out, and he's standing up, and then he sits down and goes, oh, the sheet is cold. and then Janie says, Jimmy, you want to sit on my lunchbox? It'll keep you warm. It's got a warm sandwich.
Yeah, I know why. No. Janie, keep still.
Oh, man, I'll never forget it. And then they finally send him to the nurse's office. And I don't know, I guess they stuffed a towel in there. So now he's walking around, he's got a towel sticking out of his ass. And everybody's laughing, yeah, everybody's cracking up. A couple of girls screaming and all that, you know.
Woo!
And then Jim says,
Meek Moore, don't you think I better go down to the principal's office? I can't stay in class. It's no good.
So she gives him a pass. She wants to get rid of him at this point, you know. And he goes down there and knocks on the door, and Kramer lets him in. He says, oh, no, not you. Please, I'm having an anxiety attack.
Oh, Mr. Kramer, don't have a mammoiety attack.
Mammoiety attack.
My, and yummy, my, and he pales into real. Jimmy, shut up!
And then he turns around. I guess he's going to leave or something. And Kramer says, "What's that?"
"Oh, Mr. Kramer, I had a pants problem." "A what?" "A pants problem, yeah. And the nurse put this in there."
And then all of a sudden, the towel falls out and the pants fall down. "Woo! Jimmy, pull up your pants!" Oh, I'll never forget it.
How far was he from everybody else?
What?
How far was Jimmy from the other children? He totally, wrecked his pants, I would say, and his wearing a ransom.
No, he was down in Kramer's office.
Oh, okay.
So his pants fell down. The town. Oh, man. That Dinnigan was always in trouble. All right, Inner Sight frolics around the world. Brought to you by civil rights lawyer James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662. Yeah. You think you've been violated? Call Jimmy or tell him about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let me go down the week. Monday night, Inner Sight, Matter Glad. Tuesday, open mic. Pick your own subject. Wednesday, nursing home show. All right. Check it out. Nursing home. A big news conference coming up September. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Inner Sight. All right. Thursday, different subjects. Pick one out, And you're listening to the crazy frolic tonight. Did you hear about that? You wouldn't hear about it. It's only an Inner Sight. Gabriel went to a party, see?
Uh-oh.
And they're serving food, and a lot of good food, yeah. And he's sitting there, and they bring the food out, and the waitress, whoever's serving the food, says, "Wait, I have to give you a fork and a knife and plate." And Gabriel says, "Oh, no, I got my own. I brought my own fork, my own knife, and I got plates. I got everything." Yeah. And he pulls out this dirty bag with all kinds of utensils in it.
Oh,
and
God.
He pulls out this plate. It's all dirty. He puts it on the table and a fork and a knife, and the girl goes, "Ah, what's that?" And he says, that's my own personal eatery, that's what it is, eatery. And she says, "Well, why is it so dirty? That plate is filthy. You can't eat off of that. And look at that fork and that knife." He says the reason for that, miss, because on the way here, I had to help a lot of animals. There were a lot of animals that needed help, and this one squirrel that was very hungry, and I had to help him. And another one was kind of sick, and I had to get him some food and all that, and that's why the fork is dirty and the knife and all that. But don't worry about it. You won't catch it. Woo! You won't catch it. Yeah, because people can't catch squirrel diseases. That's everybody knows that. Yeah. Can't catch.
"We don't know if that squirrel had rabies or not." "What's the matter with you? Give me those dishes. I'm going to wash."
"Oh, no, you can't wash them because this dirt is holy." Holy dirt. You heard of Holy Toledo? Holy Toledo? Well, that's in Ohio, but this is holy dirt from New York.
Are you under the care of a doctor?
Oh, yeah. I go to the doctor every couple of weeks, yeah. That's why I'm doing so good. Yeah, so that was Gabriel at the party freaking everybody out. And needless to say, nobody wanted to sit at the table with him. Had to help the animals. Well, that's commendable, but, you know, you don't leave the dishes dirty. All right, in a sight. Around the world, you got any Lauren Hardy music?
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, let's see if we'll do the Lauren Hardy. Let's see if we can get Louie on the line. Maybe Louie will make an appearance after we do Ollie and Stanley.
How come it's not going? Oh, that's weird. Hold up.
I don't know. The other ones went. Maybe it doesn't like hospitals.
Yeah, not the only one. Hold on.
The Lauren Hardy doesn't like hospitals. Try pushing another button. See what you get. All right, in a sight. Technical difficulties here.
Just hum it out. I can't.
When you least suspect it, that's when it'll click on, right?
Pop in, you know. It's just playing the music now.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. And this is the Frolics. 837 New York. Yeah. And Stanley and Ollie. All right, you want to try that one more time? Here we go. That's funny. The other music played, and this one won't. Stanley and Ollie, where are you? I mean, we could do it without the music, you know. But the music lends some flavor to the whole thing. Hey, maybe, wait a minute, I got an idea. Draw the phone on the floor. No. Maybe that'll work.
Take it and
draw
burn
it on the floor or hit it.
I did already.
Sometimes when you hit those phones,
they work or they
break.
They
work. You know now, here's a good example. If a person is blind or disabled and they got a phone like that,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to use the phone to identify where they are, and it doesn't work.
I did that once.
What we talk about.
It made me turn,
folks.
It made me turn a block before I needed to, and I was walking in the middle of the street, no light, no pedestrians crossing, and just walking like a dumb idiot.
Yeah. Well, that's what we talk about, you know. That's why these phones are not that good and not that reliable. You got to have the signs should be there so everybody could read them.
That's true.
You know, then if you have the phone, that's cool, but you should be able to read what's there.
Have
all right.
Accessible pedestrian signals, too.
Give it one more try. Go ahead.
Okay.
Lauren Hardy on Inner Sight call it live. Well, what's the matter with you? Well, I don't know. I just don't feel right, you know. I'm all nervous and sweaty and perspiration and everything is spinning around and in other words, you're normal. Would you? I'm not. I mean, yes, I'm normal, but I'm not normal. But now, wait a minute. Now you got me all confused. You're normal, but you're not normal. Well, what are you going to do about it? I don't know. I better go down to the local hospital and get checked. The local hospital. Let's see. You mean that place a couple of blocks away, don't you? That's right. That's the only hospital in the neighborhood. Well, all right. Go ahead. Good luck. I'll see you later. Wait a minute. You better go with me. Me? Oh, no. I don't want. I hate hospitals. I'm scared of them. I don't go to them. What, you? Stop that. Big baby hates hospitals. Now, come on. You got to help me. Well, what do you want me to do?
Help you.
Hold me up. Hold you up. You want me to get a hernia? Well, you get over there. Well, this is the emergency room. Look at all these people here. Gee, I wonder if they're all sick. Shh. Quiet. Don't say that too loud. Why not? Because they're liable to answer you. You know what they say. Once they open their mouth, the saliva comes out, and that's how you catch it. I've got the heebie-jeebies already. Oh, let's see. Pardon me, sir. Have you been here a long time? Yes, I've been here a long time, since yesterday. Yesterday? Didn't they help you? No, they didn't help me. They told me the doctor had to go to a party. Parties? But wait a minute. What do you mean? He's supposed to be a doctor. How come he didn't help you? He went to the party and got lost. He never came back. He got lost. Well, what kind of a doctor is that? Well, they tell you that he tied one on and he got lost. And when he came back, he just wanted another bottle. And that was it. What a doctor. Gee, they don't let him work here anymore. Oh, he's here, all right. You mean to tell me that same doctor's here? Oh, yeah. He's the head guy. He's got to be here. I just hope he hurries up. My leg is killing me. What happened to your leg? Well, I was in a three-legged race, and he's only supposed to have two legs. Okay. Two legs? Well, look at Ollie. He's got four legs. We do.
Uh-oh.
He thinks he's a desk or something, or a chair. Don't listen to him. He's a maniac. Now, what's this doctor's name? I don't want to run into this fella. I want a doctor with a clear head. Oh, this guy's got a clear head. The only thing is, it's all swollen. Woo! His name is Dr. Catarucker. Dr. Who? Catarucker. Catarucker. What kind of a name is that? Well, he said he got it because they thought he had cataracts, but he didn't. He had Catarucker. He doesn't have a cataract. He's got a Lincoln Continental. That's it. Lincoln Continental. Boy, uh-oh, here he comes, fellas. Now, listen, maybe he'll help my leg, you know. Hey, Dr. Catarucker. what do you want? What are you bothering me for? I got a headache and a backache. Anybody got a drink? Wait a minute. That's a doctor? It's more like a maniac. They let him in here drunk like that, and he's going to take care of people? Why didn't somebody do something about it? They did. They sent him to Alcoholic Anonymous. What happened? He wouldn't go. In his sight. Woo! Dr. Cataraca. All right, in his sight. Frolic with Louie.
He's on the line. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, he is? Oh, goody. Let's get Louie in here. I want to ask him if he ever went to Dr. Cataraca.
Go ahead. He's ready.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Dr. Cataraca?
Who's Cataraca? I never heard of him.
The doctor, he does the cucaracha dance in the office.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Dr. Cucaracha. Dr. who?
Dr. Cucaracha.
Hello, Dr. Cucaracha. This
yeah.
is Louie Rivera. I'm giving out the love drops to Connie and Chrissy on a Saturday night.
That's it. All right. Yeah, so how you doing there, Lou?
Let it go.
I thought you were gonna call me on Saturday night. I know you got Susanna is back on her typewriter.
Yeah. She popped in, so I didn't have to call you, but I called you early. I left you a message. Did you get my message?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I got your message. Yes.
All right. So, how about a nice serenade song? A girl called up, see, and she said, she said, tell Louie that I think he's very cute and to sing me a nice love song.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, I'll tell him. I don't know if he'll do it, but I'll tell him. So I told you. So, you got a good love song for Maggie?
Oh, wait a second. Listen to this. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da The only thing is, I don't know who you're going to marry.
Oh, Frank.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Da 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 What's the name of that song from what? Not Lauren Hardy.
Sounds like Dick Van Dyke. I don't know. Lauren Hardy?
No,
your friendly philosopher.
Oh, the philosopher. Yeah. All right, so that'll have to be Maggie's song, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, listen.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie.
Hi, you're in the hospital.
Yeah, I am.
Where's your internet computer? You put it on the floor? You put it on the table? Or you put it on the bed?
No, I just have my cell phone now.
Yeah, cell phone it is. Yep.
Yeah, she had to go see Dr. Cucaraca.
Yeah. Cucaracha, Dr. Cucaracha.
That's it. he does the mambo on top of on patients' back, and they get better.
Yeah. And today is, listen up, today is Buffy Casalvo's birthday.
Oh, wow, happy birthday to Buffy.
Her birthday's today.
Right.
Did she have a party? Happy birthday, Buffy.
Yeah.
She's listening? That's good.
Did you go to the party?
No, she went to Jake's 58, and she's swinging over to Smokey Al's restaurant.
Smokey Al?
It's the restaurant.
Wait a minute, is that Big Al's brother?
I think so. I got to talk to the owner about it.
Ah. All right. Well, this is Howard Cosell wishing Buffy Casalvo a happy birthday.
Happy 48th birthday, Buffy Casalvo. Love ya.
48 years of putting up with me.
Yeah. My wife,
yeah.
Connie and Chrissy, tomorrow night at 11 to midnight. It's going to be a great show with those pretty, beautiful ladies.
Oh, yeah. You sing them a nice love song.
Yeah. Hey, Suzanne, I'm going to watch my female ladies tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, Louie.
Hey, they're getting it on with Louie.
Yeah, give us an oldie song. We need an oldie. Any oldies? Good oldies.
Those oldies but goodies remind me of you. I got only advice for you.
You sound drunker than Cucaracha.
Yeah.
Hey, who wrote that song?
But Only Has Eyes for You?
No, Oldies But Goodies. I wonder who wrote that.
Little Caesar and the Romans.
Oh, yeah?
Yup.
Oh, I didn't know that. How about Little Anthony and the Imperials? You ever hear of them?
They're good. You don't remember me. I don't remember you. Not so long ago, I'd break my heart in two. Tears on my pillow, pain in my heart, held by you.
There you go.
Yeah. I think you gave the whole world pain just now. All right, In a Sight with Louie Rivera. Yeah. Little Anthony. He had one of the highest voices.
Yeah, he did.
All right, Lou.
Hey, guys.
What else you got?
Next week is my daddy's Father's Day next Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, next Sunday. Yep.
I'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
I hope
all
you
right,
feel better, Suzanne. Thanks for listening to your internet. And don't forget.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good, Louie.
All right. 8:54.
You like the philosophy.
New
yeah,
York.
I love you, Suzanne.
Good night, Louie.
Columbia.
Oh,
thanks,
Lou.
Too,
thanks, Lou.
Okay, feel better.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, In a Sight. And got a few minutes left. Oh, if anybody wants to call in, go ahead. Just say something stupid. what's the number? 213-816.
Well, there's two people listening.
1650. Anybody on the Anybody on the line?
Just listening. They have to hit one, then I'll let them in.
Oh, all right. In a Sight, frolics, and hope you had a little crazy fun. You know, it's all crazy fun. Don't take us seriously now. We're all just goofing off, you know.
Yeah.
And one of these days I got to get my buddy John up here. He likes telling jokes and all that. He's got a whole book of them.
Cool.
You know. So he promised me to come on one day, one night.
That'd be good.
I'll take him up on it. And he's a great Inner Sight fan, and he's a great donor to Inner Sight.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Which we greatly appreciate. All right, Inner Sight, Frolic.
Just to see what's
and, oh, by
outside
the way,
my hospital window.
What happened?
You got to see what's outside my hospital window, but I barely can see it well. It's a sunset.
Sunset.
Yeah, nice one, too.
Oh, so
the girl took a
picture
of it. Yeah, I know. The young lady took a picture of it for me, one of the aides, and I looked at it closer. Now I can see it closer. It's all orange and like somebody painted it orange and like light tan and purple. That's what I'm looking at close. They say usually when it's fiery like that, that means you're gonna have a really hot next day. That's what they say.
Oh, I don't know, sometimes. But anyway, hope you had some fun. We'll be with you Monday on the Mad or Glad. And I want to thank all our listeners. Hey, can you get a count?
Yeah, it was, when I looked at it this afternoon, it was 171 at the end. So it was 115,171.
Oh, 115,171. So we gained about 20 or so listeners. That was this afternoon, right?
No, just a little while ago.
Oh, a little while ago. All right. All right, we're moving up, and we're doing things, and we're going to keep you posted on that. A lot of exciting things happening within a site to help make people equal. You know, I got to tell you, just one serious note. I think it's horrible that you have to be in a hospital when you can't get into the bathroom. That's disgusting to me.
It is.
You know, those people ought to be ashamed of themselves, and they ought more than that. They ought to be penalized for that. They ought to have to pay you. You shouldn't pay them. They should pay you.
Right. Todd being
damn
a
right.
patient. You want to know what was bothering
me? The whole world knows now that you can't get in the bathroom in your hospital room.
Well, they have a toilet commode right next to my bed. And the worst thing today was I had to eat and drink while the toilet commode was full next to my bed. That was even worse. Yeah, eat and drink.
It's supposed to be a sanitary environment?
That's not sanitary.
What the hell kind of crap is that? How can they help people if you can't even be comfortable to go to the bathroom?
That's right.
60 seconds.
Yeah, 60 seconds.
All right. We'll talk about that more Monday night, but hopefully you'll be home by then.
I'm hoping, but I don't think so. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Be with you Monday on the Mad or Glad. And goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Thanks, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, right from the hospital room. We don't stop.
That's right.
Nobody stops Inner Sight.
Nobody does, no.
All right. Thank you. Inner Sight. 631-224-3090. Phone number. You want to be on the show, let us know. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.